Now it's deep into safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the River Styx.
Abandon all hope!
Batty gonna give you something to drink now. Yes, I am your host, Joshua P. Warren, here joining you tonight from the Bermuda Triangle base in Puerto Rico, the Isle of Enchantment. Soon I will be traveling back to North Carolina, my old stomping ground there, the Tar Heel State, and that's where you'll find tonight at our flagship station, News Radio 570 WWNC, producer Sam the Animal Steel, and investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop. So, Miss Wright, how have things been at Wright's Coin Shop?
Things have been busy, but kind of a different busy than they usually are. It was kind of a frantic busy this week. And anybody who was a regular at the coin shop knows every time you come in, the cases never look the same because there's always new stuff in there. So that's what we did. We kept filling up stuff, selling it all out, putting more stuff in. And I don't even know everything that goes into the cases. I'll just kind of look around a bit for a customer and think, oh, you need this, and bring some things over to another little place for them. It's a little hunting trip, a little treasure hunt, always.
Yeah, well, you know, of course, one of the things that we always try to stress for people, especially if somebody's listening who's never listened to the show before, is that the reason that Wright's Coin Shop is so beloved is that, well, among many, you and your family have been in business there over 40 years, and you guys don't work on commission.
Nope.
And it's so nice. It's hard to describe that feeling of walking into Wright's Coin Shop and taking some paper out of your wallet and laying it down, and in return for that, receiving just beautiful, crisp, shining coins, gold, silver, and you feeling the nice little compact weight in your hand and walking out the door knowing you have something real there. You have something tangible, something that has always retained intrinsic value, and something that you can rely upon no matter what crazy ups and downs occur in the so-called marketplace. There's no comparison in terms of investment. So right now is the time to buy. Prices are definitely in favor of the buyers. And so for somebody who's never been to Wright's Coin Shop, explain to them how easy it is to walk in there and walk out happy.
You walk in, you tell us what you want, or kind of what you have your mind set on, sort of what you're thinking. We give you some options, and you see what we have, and you say, I'll take it, and we tell you how much it is, and you walk out with a smile on your face. And usually there's a bunch of, joking around and stuff like that, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because we have a lot of listeners that come in, some that are, we had a lot of first-timers that listened to the show this week, which was wonderful. So, you get to talk about the show a little bit, and you get to look for gold and silver or collector coins, which if at some point you get in a jam, you can always sell.
If you go to speakingofstrange.com, there is a link there, very prominent, to WrightsCoinShop.com. That's W-R-I-G-H-T-S. If you click that link, or just go directly to WrightsCoinShop.com, you'll find not only a photograph of Shelley, but you'll find a map and all the other information that you need in order to visit. But tell people who may not be online how they can find you guys and how they can call you.
We're located at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville, and our phone number is 828-298-5402. We're roughly 7 minutes further away than the Asheville Mall. That's a pretty good locator.
Okay. That's 1271 Sweeten Creek Road. And, again, that number, write it down, folks, 828-298-5402, 828-298-5402. You are a very well-known figure around Western North Carolina, around the entire region, Shelley. You're a very memorable figure. You have striking red, voluptuous hair. People talk about it all the time. They walk up to you. Strangers come up to you, and they just can't help themselves. They reach out, and they just get a handful of it, don't they?
They do.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know if you remember Big Top Pee Wee, where he has something that overcomes him when he sees hair. It's almost like that H.H. Holmes serial killer instinct, and he just has to have it in his hand. So you've got to be a little careful when you're out shopping and you're making your way around town. Shelley, do you think there's ever been an occasion when some sleazy man has tried to slip a little upskirt photo of you?
I don't think so. I doubt it. But if
nobody's ever dropped a coin and be like, "Oh, I'll get that." You know,
no.
And then the next thing you know, you're like, why is he holding his cell phone in that weird, awkward position?
No.
Well, how often do you wear skirts?
Not very often. It's harder at the shop. You know, you got to be able to move around a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it's probably a good thing. That is apparently becoming more and more commonplace because, hey, everybody's walking around these days with a little camera, i.e. a cell phone. And it's getting easier and easier to disguise cameras in general. Here is a story from Henrico County, Virginia. It says here, headline, husband catches upskirting suspect red-handed in Walmart. Of course.
Of course.
We love a good Walmart story. That's Americana for you. It says here, a photo showed a 55-year-old man. Oh, how about that? This is not just like some young punk. 55-year-old man using a cell phone camera to snap photos up a woman's dress at Walmart there. The picture was taken by the husband who caught him in the act. See, that was good thinking, because the average husband, if he saw something like that, he would just run over, I would imagine, and, you know, intercede and grab the guy.
Which I would agree with.
Yeah, that'd be the instinct. But on the other hand, this guy was smart enough to pause, take a moment to photograph the man in the act, which in the long run is much more damaging.
That was very smart, yeah.
You'd think that, you know, Walmart's got their own cameras as well. I'm sure they do, but who knows what angles they're shooting. Maybe Walmart has an upskirt camera. Anyway, it says the police there arrested the man after he allegedly violated two women using his smartphone to snap pictures under their skirts. Officers said one victim became very uneasy when he bumped into her in the middle of the store and pretended to drop something. She said, quote, "If it can happen to me, it can happen to you," end quote. So how exactly did it go down? She said the man dropped a box of pasta on the floor as a distraction and as an excuse for him to reach down and get closer to the floor and in the perfect spot to snap the pic. And then she says, it started in the shampoo department. That's when it happened the first time. So it goes on to say, I just turned the aisle and he looked directly at me and I felt his guilt as soon as he started dropping things, end quote. After the ordeal, okay, I guess I was a little wrong here about how this went down. She says, after the ordeal, the woman said her husband decided to follow the man around Walmart and try to catch him in the act. That's when he snapped the photo of a woman in a green and blue striped dress wearing flip-flops, reaching for an item in the spice section. Wow, this is a very detailed article, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
What spice was it? Cardamom?
Paprika.
Brought to you by. Says the photo also captured the suspect squatting down to lower what appears to be a cell phone under her dress and then snap, snap. The victim said the incident caused her to change her shopping routine. She says, I definitely haven't worn a dress out shopping. I don't know when I'll do that again. And, of course, this is the time of year when more ladies are wearing dresses, I guess, when it's warm. Says your police learned from students that the man worked at a nearby school as a teacher's aide.
Ew.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it sounds like to me? It's like when, like, say, not saying your dad or my dad, just like, you know, a dad, an older guy, they get a new piece of technology, but they don't know how to work it. Like, hey, I got this phone.
Yeah.
It plays music, and then it's like they discover it has a camera on it, and it's like, oh, you know, I could use this to take some, look at that lady over there.
Nothing innocent about what this guy did.
I'm not saying innocent, I'm just saying it seems a little clunky, the plan.
It is very clunky, but, you know, people like that usually aren't just the sharpest cats in the box.
It's just that maybe a 55-year-old guy is in the spice aisle. He's like, I've got this thing in my pocket that takes pictures now. He's behind on the technology of small cameras.
Well, not that we are here to give people ideas.
No.
We've been over that already because, you know, we talked about robbing banks before. But
don't do it.
But it seems like if you had, like, a little camera on your shoe, like on the top of your shoe, that'd be easier, don't you think?
Well, especially with the size of the new technology of HD, full HD cams now.
Mm-hmm.
A shoe cam.
So, ladies, if you see a man with a GoPro strapped to his shoe,
go over and beat the crap out of him.
And you're like, what are you doing? And he goes, I'm doing a documentary on the ceiling.
Yeah.
I'm outside half the day. I'm trying to capture UFOs.
I didn't want to have to pull rank, but I'm a ceiling inspector. And
this looks a little suspect to me.
Could be. Could be. Okay. Oh, goodness. You know, we got to take a break. When we come back, it didn't take us long to get to Florida tonight. We're going to go there next. And this, you know, Mobius, he researches many, many of these stories that we talk about on the show.
Hence the recurring themes.
Yeah. And he definitely has just said, this is so bonkers. This one really really pushed his buttons in a way. So I'll explain what happened. Here's the headline. Nurse just goes nuts, strips naked, turns into pole dancer, and attacks patient. So I will explain when we return. This is the show where the unusual becomes usual, brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. My name is Joshua P. Warren, and you are listening to Speaking of Strange.
Or at least that's when you lose yourself for a minute or two.
Hot air hangs like a dead man from a white oak tree. People sitting on porches thinking how things used to be. Dark night. It's a dark night. Strangers moving in, a new boy.
the Dark 30 Hour here on Speaking of Strange. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. Now, remember, this is the hour of the show when you should tune out. That means do not listen if you are easily offended or if there are kids around. This is when we talk about some of the more outrageous, sordid, seedy stuff. That's why we save it for late at night, so consider yourself warned if you don't want to hear these kinds of stories. Tonight's program is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop, and you can call Wright's at 828-298-5402. Again, that's 828-298-5402. Let me also remind you now, if you want to hang out with me, if you want to hang out with Shelley, if you want to hang out with Sam and a lot of other VIPs, we're talking people like best-selling romance novelist Linda Lale Miller, or people like Dale Allen Hoffman, expert on the Aramaic and the life of Christ and mysticism. If you want to hang out with a really fine group of people, Dr. Mulder, for goodness sakes, you better buy your ticket right now to be a part of my event in Asheville, North Carolina. It's a one-time only, okay? This is never going to happen again. It's going to be on Sunday, July the 19th. Starts at 1 p.m. Wishing Machine Extravaganza, Wishing Machine Workshop, then a private cocktail party, then a Haunted Asheville Ghost Tour, then a special session in the Mystery Museum. It's going to be probably the best day of your life.
I have no idea what to wear.
Oh, well.
I mean, you have so many cool activities. I could probably completely change four different times.
Don't wear a skirt.
Don't wear a skirt. Better not look at my skirt.
Yes, that's the thing. Dress code, ladies, all skirts. No. It never even occurred to me to tell people what to wear.
Yeah, and it's going to be hot because it's July.
I always wear the same thing when I do stuff like this. It makes it easy for me. I should be like Steve Jobs, where every day I just wear a black turtleneck and jeans. That'd make things a lot easier, but I'm close to that. I'll just have my little blazer on and some pants. So I don't know what to do. I can't advise ladies.
More complicated if you're a girl.
Yeah.
And what kind of shoes?
Well, if you're going to go on the walking tour, you'll want comfy shoes, but you've been on the walking tour a million times, so you may want to skip that part. I don't know. But all the details are linked up for you at speakingofstrange.com, or just go directly to wishingmachineproject.com. Again, that's wishingmachineproject.com. And click a link there to the workshop, and or workshops is a menu heading, and it'll give you all the info. So here is this story that Mobius says he just got a real tickle out of. This comes to us from Brevard, Florida.
North Carolina.
There it is. Killing that bell. A home health care nurse was taken into custody for observation after she suddenly stripped off her uniform and attacked an elderly 90-year-old male patient in her care. This is according to the police. The incident happened about 2 p.m., and it says someone at the residence called police to report that the nurse just went crazy. With no warning, she removed her clothing and started acting erratically. Or is that erotically? Quote, it was in the patient's home. The patient was also battered, the police said. They went on to say, quote, the whole thing is bizarre, end quote. The man reported that after she stripped naked, she became very violent. She was rubbing her breasts in his face and gave him what we would describe as a lap dance. The man was bruised, and this suggests she was very aggressive in her behavior. Let me pause here for a moment and say, I've never felt implants before, but I know some of them can get pretty hard over time.
Over time? You mean they get really?
That's what I've heard.
Is that true, Sam?
I have felt them, and I'm not a fan.
Were they hard?
Yeah, they were unnatural, and they looked I mean, you could tell they were a fake, but, you know, like, it was a good job. But still, it was like, it was a feeling not of what I want in a boobie.
Now, I don't know if these were implants or natural, but if they were implants, I'm just thinking, she's beating this man with her breasts.
Yeah. Well, older people, they do have thinner skin.
Yeah.
Remember,
yeah.
Didn't you work at a video store? I think we talked about this one time, that cult movie that was in the section of, like, weird exploitation movies. The lady who had, like, the 68 double Z, and she was a crime fighter.
Like,
she would crush men in between her breastises.
So if they were hard fakes, it would be like he was just really getting, you know, brutally pounded. On the other hand, if they were big naturals, then it could be like the old police slapjacks.
Oh, yeah, a total suffocation danger there.
You're just like, yeah, just banging you back and forth. Just sheer
whiplash.
Sheer flesh momentum and contact. So it says here, the nurse, a 21-year-old woman, was completely nude when officers arrived. Says, quote, the nurse apparently decided to take off her clothes and not act normally. She essentially just went nuts. The officers managed to convince her to be handcuffed. She convince her? They do that when you're naked sometimes? I didn't. That's a nice tip, huh, ladies? They convince you to be handcuffed if you're a naked 21-year-old.
Come on. Come on, please.
Says she is now in protective custody and was taken in for an evaluation. Police said it's not immediately known what triggered the behavior. The extent of the home health care patient's injuries was not known. He was sent to a local hospital for evaluation, and they're now contacting the woman's employer as part of the ongoing investigation into the incident. Okay, well, you know, Mobius said for some reason this story reminded him of a story that we read months ago about how schools were using strippers to lure students in. Maybe that's the same thing. Sometimes strippers end up mixed into professions where they don't belong. Nursing would be a natural progression, at least in my mind.
I know a lady who was a stripper who later became a nurse, and apparently she was very good at both jobs.
If that was listed on my healthcare.gov thing, maybe I would have been more prone to sign up on time, you know.
People would have been much more forgiving of Obamacare.
Getting beaten in the head by fake boobies.
What a story, though. I mean, what 90-year-old could possibly...
Was he happy?
Well, hey, how'd you get those bruises? Well, guess what happened to me?
That's some bragging rights.
I got beaten brainless by some bimbo's boobs.
Bragging rights down at the home on that
one. Heck yeah.
Brained with busts. hey, how often do you hear this phrase, hot, naked man? Okay.
well, if I had a dime.
Sam.
Every time I look in the mirror.
That question doesn't apply to you. Every time you get on the internet, that's what you type into Google. That's why if we saw the transcript of your voice Google spy program, it would just be hot, naked man, hot, naked man, hot, naked man. Well, you know, in this case, however, the man was literally hot. Here's the headline. Hot naked man entered Walmart. Are we seeing a pattern already emerging tonight?
Man.
Hot naked man entered Walmart, doused himself with milk. I love it when just headline writers are so good that they can just summarize the whole story just in one line there. You can just see all this happening for better or for worse, I would say for worse. It was 90 degrees. I tell you what, let's let's take a break. It's that time. And when we come back, I will finish off this story. And then I've already fit in two Walmart stories. Now we're going to go to a Heinz ketchup story. I don't know the last time we had a Heinz ketchup story on the Dark 30 Hour, but We're going to do it tonight. And then also we have, what they're calling Operation Big Bust. Again, so many synchronicities, so many patterns, so many trends. What does it all mean? I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the Dark 30 Hour. This is Speaking of Strange. Strange, the show that explores the summit of mankind's enlightenment and the pit of his depravity. And, well, this is the hour when we just dig deep down into that pit. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. Let me remind you now, Dark 30 means you might want to tune out this hour if you do not want to hear some of the more sordid and seedy news stories. Not for the kids, not for the easily offended. That's why we read this stuff late at night, so consider that your warning. These are all news stories that you don't usually hear so much about in the mainstream news the rest of the time. Tonight's program is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop, and you may and you certainly should call Wright's Coin Shop at 828-298-5402. 828-298-5402. There's a link at speakingofstrange.com. You'll also find a link to really cool stuff like the Sunshine Simple solar generator for the home. News stories just keep coming out talking about how, look, if the tide has finally turned, enough people are realizing solar power is the way to go. We're getting better and better at utilizing it technologically. And the very most powerful solar generator for the price, guaranteed, is the Sunshine Simple solar generator for your home. It's quiet. You don't need any nasty old fuel, no petroleum products. It's just coming directly from the sun. It works in harmony with Mother Nature. And there are other suppliers out there, other companies that are creating things that look very much like the Sunshine Simple on the outside, but they're not the same on the inside. If you want to look at the amount of power, the wattage, meaning how much power you're going to get, the amp hours, meaning how long it's going to last. Compare the Sunshine Simple to any other generator out there in the world, and we give you a 100% guarantee you will not find a more powerful generator for the price. SunshineSimple.com is the only place to go if you want one of these. And just go there and watch the video. And, hey, it's the time of year when we have storms, hurricanes and all that kind of stuff, tornadoes. So you can use it to make sure that you have power when everybody else doesn't, or you can use it every single day just to lower your power bill. So again, that's sunshinesimple.com. Here is a story from Pike County, Kentucky. Hot naked man entered Walmart, doused himself with milk. It was 90 degrees, and a man apparently went into a South Williamson Walmart to cool off The sheriff's department obtained an arrest warrant for him. They said he walked into Walmart totally naked and shouted, quote, "I am so hot, I'm on fire," end quote, and then poured a gallon of milk on himself. The man left the store, hopped into a car with someone else, and left. The deputies there say the incident was caught on camera by a third party and uploaded to social media, and it went viral. Deputies obtained warrants for two men. They were arrested without incident. Both were lodged in the detention center there. And they claimed it was all just a prank.
I knew it. It was a dare.
Yeah, the man said who did it, quote, "The judge sort of freaked me out. He was like, 'You're a high risk to the community.' I was like, 'Okay, if you say so, I think I'm low risk to the community. It's not like I killed anyone,'" end quote. He says that members of his family made him feel bad about the whole thing. They told me, "You just can't go around Walmart waving your dinghy around to people."
My mom has told me that so many times.
Yeah. It's like, son, really?
See, you know how I knew it was a prank? Because, like, if the guy was really legitimately hot and he was going into a, you should pour acetone on yourself.
Ew.
Oh, yeah?
Well, okay. you know, you're a scientific guy.
I wouldn't be pouring acetone on myself.
Why? It would bring down your skin temperature immediately because of the evaporation that would go off, making the coolness happen.
That can't be good for your system to have the chemicals.
Any sane person is just going to go and get a milkshake.
No. Okay, alcohol. Rubbing alcohol. How about that?
Yeah, that would be fine. Okay. Rubbing alcohol would do
Same
it.
Same yeah. difference.
Ice.
Okay. All right, here is our Heinz ketchup story. We were talking off the air about the fact that, you know, producer Forrest Connor, Hardwood Forrest Connor, used to always say he hated ketchup, and he swore that when he was a kid, he was on a field trip at the like, ketchup factory, and he fell into a vat of ketchup, like something out of Willy Wonka. And
scarred him for life.
And he swore that this was the truth. So I still don't know if I believe this story, but that's what he always said.
He grew up around here, didn't he? Like, what ketchup factory are you touring?
He grew up in Kings Mountain, so, you know, toward Charlotte. I don't know, but I would if anybody's got a newspaper article or something that documents this incident, I would be willing to pay a small bounty for that. So now we have at least two producers in a row. You don't like ketchup either, Sam.
Hate it.
So un-American of you. You know, the 4th of July is coming up, and you're not even going to have ketchup on fries or anything like that?
Just blacklist me or something. Like, what am I, like the House Un-American Committee?
Oh, that's what you're going to be blacklisted over.
Okay, so here's what's happening. A man in Denny's. How great is this? We're combining Denny's now. Denny's, he was waiting on his meal. And, of course, you know, you're kind of, usually when you go to Denny's, especially if it's late at night, boy, you're counting the minutes down to get that food.
Moon's over my hammy.
Yeah. So he's sitting there waiting, and to kill time, he sees a bottle of Heinz ketchup there, and it has a little code on it. You know how products come out, and they have what they call a little QR code on them, and you can scan it with your phone, and who knows what will pop up. Maybe it'll be just their website. Maybe it'll be sweepstakes and you'll win some prize or something like that. So he scanned the code on the ketchup bottle, and it brought up a German hardcore porn site called Funderado. F-U-N, Funderado. Heinz has deeply apologized because they say all of their bottles of ketchup with this code on it were linked originally to a contest. But apparently, after they had these things printed, the website domain expired and was quickly snatched up by a German porn site. Wow. So they printed a barcode that linked to this contest website on God knows how many bottles of ketchup. And then they didn't secure that domain properly, and now when you scan ketchup, it takes you to a hardcore German porn site. That's classic, isn't it?
You know how many people are going to be scanning their ketchup bottles after the show?
Wouldn't this be an amazing underground marketing campaign if Heinz actually did this on purpose?
Yeah.
I can't imagine they would, but that would be brilliant.
We could. Somehow. Yeah.
If somebody, anybody listening, actually, maybe I shouldn't say that or I'll get way too many emails. But, yeah, well, I was going to say, if you got a Heinz bottle of ketchup and I want you to scan it, and why don't you just tweet me or something like that and let me know, because I might get
send curious it, now.
Send it care of the front desk.
Yeah. I would like to know how many people out there have a Heinz bottle with a porno link on it, but that's a collector's item in the making. Next story comes to us from Springdale, Arkansas. Arkansas cops are seeking the public's assistance in identifying a pantsless man who was spotted masturbating next to a truck and waving to people as they drove by. Says here, according to police, quote, witnesses reported seeing a white male standing next to a Ford Ranger truck. Caller stated he did not have any pants and appeared to be masturbating, waving at everyone, and seemed to act very friendly while doing this insane behavior.
What is that insane?
One witness snapped a photo of the man who, quote, realized he was being videotaped and quickly left the area. They say it's unclear if the man completed the act before departing. Here is the kicker, guys. The store, the convenience store where he was at doing this, it's called the Come and Go.
No, I'm familiar with the chain of those stores, and every time I've seen one, I'm amazed that they exist. But
where have you seen a Come and Go?
You see them down south, like in between here and Florida. I mean,
really?
They're around, yeah, and it's spelled that way too. It really is.
I see in the news story, it's K-U-M.
Yeah.
That's what you... So that's the official spelling of it way, Sam?
Yes, sir. I don't see... What is America coming to when it's like the insane behavior? Okay, look, the guy didn't have pants on. He was doing that. But he was waving. He's being friendly. We can all be a little friendlier.
Well...
Okay, we got to take a break. When we come back, it's already the last segment of the show tonight. I will get back here to Operation Big Bust, and then I'm going to finish tonight's show with a flurry of police-oriented stories. Trust me, I love the police, but we just had a nice little grouping, so we're going to put them...
That's NWA's, like, lesser-known hit. I love the police.
I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the Dark 30 Hour. You're listening to Speaking of Strange.
I bet you they won't play this song on the radio. I bet you they won't play this new song. It's not that it's all controversial, just that the f***ing words are awfully strong. You can't say on the radio or. You can't even say I'd like to you someday, unless you're a doctor with a very large. So I bet you they won't play this song on the radio. I bet you they dare well program it. I bet you that f***ing old program directors will think it's a load of horse.
It's the Dark 30 Hour in the final minutes of tonight's program. I'm Joshua P. Warren. Welcome back to Speaking of Strange. And yes, being Dark 30, that means you should tune out right now if you don't want to hear these final minutes of the show. But we are going to read some of the more outrageous and controversial news stories, not for the kids, not for the easily offended. Programming note, next Saturday is going to be the 4th of July. And because of me traveling and all that, we are planning to run for you a best of next Saturday. And it's from last year's 4th of July edition. I did a whole hour talking about whether or not the United States of America was divinely protected, was formed based upon powers that go beyond humans alone. And it was a huge success. People loved it. Shelley was saying that, you know, she has people coming into Wright's Coin Shop all the time talking about that particular show. Hard to believe it's been a year, but it was so popular and so fitting that we're just going to plan on playing that for you again next Saturday with the 4th of July. So I hope all of you have a fantastic day to celebrate and turn off all the negative news and all the stuff that we argue about all the time, and remember the reasons that this country is great. And one thing I will tell you is that, you know, I travel a lot and I talk to a lot of people, and boy, do I really love the fact that I have the freedom to get on this radio and say whatever I want. I can't use certain words, but as long as I mind my manners, I can express whatever opinion I want. And you can't do that all over the world, so that's something to be thankful for sure, the freedom that we actually have here. By the way, if you go to joshuapwarren.com, you'll also find some cool stuff. I hope you'll go there and check out my gallery of UFO pictures and video clips, ghosts and psychic phenomena. All that stuff is free for you there. Okay, last stories of the night. First off, Operation Big Bust. We were talking earlier about women with breast implants, and they say a woman's breast implants held 1.5 kilograms of cocaine. That's 3.3 pounds of cocaine. She was arrested at the Bogota airport in Colombia, South America, 22-year-old woman. You know, they say, hey, it's not that surprising that women would put cocaine in their breasts, but 3.3 pounds, apparently quite a bit. And what a tough job these cops have examining these ladies' breasts. Well, I've got a flurry. I've got three cop stories. They just all happen to be in the pile. I figured I'd share them all with you at once here tonight. And again, I have nothing at all against the cops. I love cops, right? You love cops, don't you, Sam?
Yes, I do.
Shelley, you love cops.
I do love cops.
We don't have any problem with cops. Let's make that clear. But these are three cops that are cop stories that are dark 30 material. The first one comes to us from Tampa, Florida. Sergeant who allegedly forced teenager to strip while he masturbated is suspended. Says a Florida sergeant pulled over a young lesbian couple for making an illegal U-turn. Then he allegedly forced one to strip while he masturbated, threatening to arrest them both if she didn't comply. The two women, who are 17 and 20 years old, they remain anonymous. Says they were pulled over and that he said to the younger one to hop in the back of his vehicle. And the sergeant drove her to a police substation, brought her to a private room, asked her a series of obscene questions. I won't even go into the list of questions. And that's when he said, all right, well, here's what I want you to do. And he told her to strip down, and, well, I think you can understand. She says she's terrified after that experience. Next story we have here, this is from Winnipeg, Canada. You know, some of these police officers, they get to fly around in these incredible multi-million-dollar helicopters, and they have these big, gigantic speaker systems so that if there's a riot or something, they can get on their megaphone system and they can call out to the crowd and tell them to disperse. Well, apparently once in a while that thing can get turned on accidentally, and the police are apologizing there because the public was able to accidentally hear some X-rated chopper talk. Apparently, these two police officers were flying around and having a conversation about one of them receiving Well, let me put it this way. Receiving oral from a woman. And then he goes on to say, quote, you have too much body hair, and I like skinny women. They are talking to people who are all around the neighborhood who got to hear a nice little slice of this conversation just projected all over the community. And obviously, there is a lot of embarrassment, and a lot of people are in trouble over that one.
They're doing that out of the loudspeaker of the helicopter?
That's exactly right. Hmm. And finally, there is a cop who is in trouble in New Jersey because he got into the habit of pulling people over, especially male motorists, and then deciding for fun to just pull his little wanker out there. And why is he doing this? They say it's a mystery. He even manipulated his dash cam, clearly and obviously manipulated his dash cam so that there was no evidence at first of what he was doing, but it was clear what he was doing. He was showing people his little cop.
It's an abuse of power.
That's it, and we've abused these airways enough tonight. That's going to do it. I thank Brian Hall, Sam Still, John Anderson, and Mobius. It's Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. We'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Tune in next week for a brand new one. Oh, I'm sorry, a best of. That's right. You're commanded!
White and brown.